finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hi, thanks for joining. Please make sure you subscribe to follow us on all the various platforms here on the podcast, as well as on YouTube. The stuff we write on Substack, as well as quick takes on Instagram and on Threads. If you're enjoying what we're putting out there, please make sure you're sharing with all your friends and family. And if you have questions or comments about the stuff we're putting out there, please make sure you leave them in comments to us. We'll be more than happy to cover them in future talks. Artificial intelligence. It has become integral in healthcare. It's become integral in wellness, particularly on the diagnostic side of medical care, on the diagnostic side of wellness. But the question we have to ask is, can artificial intelligence really go about planning an effective and periodized training regimen to act as preventative care for long-term health benefits? Well, let's talk about that.
Warning. The following presentation contains information that might contradict what you have previously heard or believed to be true about how the human body works, and contains material that is not suitable for closed-minded individual. Enjoy.
We've gone about talking about periodization. We've gone about talking about how we can go about tracking our performance to make sure that we are getting the maximal benefits that we can get. But we have to worry about some things when we start looking at artificial intelligence. And what are those things that we have to worry about? Well, we have to worry about the fact that we're dealing with the algorithm. And because we're dealing with the algorithms, we are susceptible to some of the ploys that come into play as relates to some of the logical fallacies that might indicate that we're not getting the most effective or most efficient pathways to get that preventative care through periodized exercise. So what kind of programs will I want to get, or what kind of programs can I get from AI? Split body routines, alternate day routines, push-pull routines. Focuses on muscle power, focus on muscle strength, focus on muscle endurance, cardio endurance, flexibility. All the same things we talked about when we talked about normal periodized programs. Does AI actually generate a workout that follows periodization-based goals that allows for continuous progression, or is it going to simply follow a continuous overload? Is it going to focus on adaptations, or is it simply going to be giving me my mistaken idea about caloric balance and the need to have a negative balance to lose body mass, to lose weight, or a positive body positive caloric balance in order to gain body mass? Well, when we start looking at what gets into play, when we start having these types of AI-generated regimens, we get a host of various platforms, we get a host of various talking personalities, we get a host of various vlogs that all give us, oh, these are the AI training regimens that I followed. These are the various types of apps that are out there that are going to allow me to use AI in order to develop an exercise routine. But just because I get all of these various mechanisms, just because I get all these various types of apps, is it actually giving me a periodized regimen? Is it actually giving me something that I can use for the long term to get continuous benefit? Or is it something simply going to provide me something as a means to establish an initial routine? Is it something that I can use for the short term, or is it something I'm going to be able to use for the long term? Is it going to provide me with unrealistic goals in terms of getting me to where I want to be in terms of performance? So what do we do? Well, we find out what can AI give me in terms of periodized program. And so when we start looking at this, we have to sit back and say, okay, what do I have to worry about? And this is where we have those logical fallacies coming into play as it relates to the algorithms. We have the over-reliance on the experts on social media and the social stigmas that get propagated by these experts. And that's because the algorithms are pulling from what it finds on the internet, not necessarily what it finds within the actual medical journals. We also have to worry about things like application bias, which goes back to that social stigma. This is where I'm going to have a false association, an either-or fallacy come into play as relates to what I might be able to gain from the exercise as relates to long-term benefits. This is where we have an over-reliance on the anecdotal reports, on the anecdotes, that's going to lead to a post hoc fallacy as well as a hasty generalization fallacy. Once again, the algorithm is pulling from what is available to it on the internet, which means it's doing the exact same thing that we would be doing, doing simple internet searches for how can I exercise best? How can I lose weight? How can I get more fit? Stuff that we have written about in terms of periodization programs, particularly for individuals who express over fatness or individuals with obesity or are overweight. And this is where we're going to be able to establish our exercise routine. We're going to establish routines based off the days, the weeks, the months that we're planning on doing our exercise routine. That day, that week, that month is going to allow us to break our goals into microcycle goals, mesocycle goals, and macrocycle goals, with the understanding that the goals are going to determine what we're doing in the cycles and how those cycles are going to be progressive from the smallest time scale, the microcycle, to the largest time scale, the macrocycle. In this, we're going to have our microcycle goals lead to our mesocycle goals, and then our mesocycle goals are going to lead into our macrocycle goals. What I am planning on being able to do at the end of this week is going to be able to lead into what I plan to be able to do at the end of 2 weeks, which is going to lead to what I plan to be able to do in the long term. And this is where a lot of the AI-generated regimens start to fail. They start to fail based off of how they organize goal orientation and how they establish this periodization program into what I'm able to be able to do. And that's because we have to remember that organization is key. We will tend to see rapid changes early that will then plateau out. That plateauing effect is where we have to start to reorganize and reorient our periodized model so that we're able to have continuous progressive improvements. This is where we have to understand time scale within the training. And that time scale that we have within the training is going to dictate, when do I make new goals? So how can I use AI to periodize? What is the prompt that we used in an attempt to establish, does AI give us a mechanism to have periodized exercise as a means to prevent? So the prompt that we used is periodized exercise regimen for improving fitness for a person with novice to intermediate exercise experience. That's the prompt we put into the AI machine. And what we got is we got something that came out like this. It gave us, well, this is what periodized exercise is. What is periodization? What is the definition of periodization? What are the key benefits to doing periodization? The definitions of the cycles like we just walked through, the need to have goal-oriented phases within the training regimen. That's what the AI bot is giving us in terms of one of the returns from that prompt, including what are the different types of models for periodization. The problem is that the models of the periodization that they use is not the most efficient model that's there. Once again, it goes back to what is the algorithm pulling from. So here is one of the returns that we got, where we have a four-week cycle. Once again, we have three distinct four-week cycles. So we're looking at a 12-week macro cycle, which is not a long enough time frame in order to establish full body compositional changes or improvements in overall health combined. Not only do we not get enough of a timeline in terms of getting returns, the exercise selection, the exercise intensity is not appropriate for what we need. While we do get some additional notes in terms of rest intervals and the ideas about progression, it doesn't give us intensities to work at. We get some of this a little bit more complex in terms of the organization that we have, in terms of, once again, four-week mesocycles developing into a 16-week macrocycle. Once again, 16 weeks, we're now getting into having two full waves of potential plateaus. Going back to what we noted in terms of our progression and our need to have periodization within exercise regimens, what we've noted is that it takes 8 to 12 weeks for everybody to have a plateau effect to come into play. That is, we're going to maximize benefit between weeks 4 and weeks 8, we will then have plateauing taking place between week 8 and week 12, which means that for the AI bot generated periodized models, they're breaking it into that minimum amount of time, that 4 weeks, at that minimum amount of time that we're going to start to see universal benefits coming into play. Now, one of the things that this AI bot gave us is that for professional guidance, for complex goals, embracing principles of periodization, you can move beyond just working out to strategically planning, ensuring consistent progression, and a more resilient, capable body. Which is true. But the problem is that for most of the AIs that are there, is it actually following periodization? Is it actually allowing us to establish goals and train to goals that are oriented in such a way that we're going to maximize the time frame benefits that are there? Most of them are focused on overload. Most of them are focused on progressive overload, which tends to be the thing that we see in a lot of the social media feeds, which tends to be seen in a lot of the internet sources. Most of them do not look into what happens with overload and overtraining come into play. Most of them do not look into self-selection and the necessity to have self-selection for exercise if we're looking at having long-term benefits coming from exercise. The assumption that is there is that it is going to be progressive. The assumption there is going to be linear, but it's failing to look at training intensities, particularly for strength training, and how we go about looking at the strength training in order to make sure we're maximizing the returns that we're getting. Most of them are also not looking at what is happening in terms of endurance. Most of them are actually just discussing cardio in terms of the activity that's there. And most of it is ignoring issues of intensity by which we are training. Not only is it missing the initiations of intensity, it's also missing how we go about testing to make sure we're training at appropriate levels, or utilizing our heart rate reserve as the means by which we can go about determining zone qualifications for that quote unquote cardio training, what it really should be looked at is in terms of endurance training. The other thing that it tends to look at is it tends to look at in terms of the idea about endurance based off of the zones of cardiovascular and cardiorespiratory responses within the exercise regimen, not as opposed to what's going to take place due to the exercise regimen, where most is going to, once again, focus on that zone two that we discussed about previously, with very few actually getting into the higher zones of cardiovascular endurance or cardiovascular stimulus. Most of it is focusing on this idea that if we're doing a moderate intensity continuous training, we're going to somehow have increased amounts of fatty acid oxidation. And by increasing fatty acid oxidation, we're going to trigger a reduction in body fat. If you look at what...
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. We've published previously as relates to this on a meta-analytical side, we actually see greater swings in hormones related to body compositional changes and to body fat maintenance by utilizing high-intensity training and resistance training relative to the moderate intensity training. Whereas most of the indications coming into the AI bot is stipulated based off of the zone two phenomenon that's taking place within social media right now, within YouTube feeds right now, based off the idea that if I'm at that moderate intensity, that 50 to 70%, I'm going to be maximizing my oxidative phosphorylation. I'm going to be maximizing my fatty acid utilization during exercise. And it makes a faulty assumption that what I'm doing during exercise is going to carry over to what I'm doing for the rest of the day. Ignoring what takes place due to all of the upper regulatory elements within exercise stimulus responses. particularly that psychological response, the need to select exercise that I want to do. If I'm not selecting exercise that I want to do, I'm simply going to be doing it while I'm being coerced to do it, which means I'm not going to get the long-term benefits because I'm not going to put the effort in, independent of getting that coercion. What the exercise stimulus, what my nutrition, what my level of adiposity, level of fatness, what my psychological attraction to exercise, what nutrition, what my gender, what my age, what my adiposity, what all this is going to do is it's going to lead to a change in hormonal signals, change in cellular signals, in a reverberating upstream, downstream recycling phenomenon within the feedback loop. That's going to lead to immediate metabolic benefits. The immediate metabolic benefits lead to immediate anatomical benefits and physiological benefits, independent of any types of changes in body composition. This is where I'm going to see increases in my anabolic hormones. This is where I'm going to see increases in my myokines. This is where I'm going to see increases in my androgen hormones, increases in my thyroid hormones, increases in my receptors for the anabolic hormones, a change in the stress responses within the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. I'm going to see normalization of leptin and insulin signalings. I'm going to see normalization of responses to leptin and insulin. I'm going to see normalization of responses to glucagon. I'm going to see normalization of responses to GLPs. I'm going to see changes within inflammatory hormones, which is going to lead to an increase in arterial compliance, an increase in angiogenesis, a reduction in blood pressure. I'm going to start seeing changes in my metabolic flexibilities. I'm going to start to be able to use different types of fuel sources, all before I see any types of changes in body composition. I'm going to start to eventually start seeing changes in body composition. Eventually start seeing changes in body composition. Once again, this is where that short-term look that the AI bots are giving us in terms of periodization is failing us. Because it's focusing on 4-week cycles within that meso area, as opposed to the 4 to 8 week cycles within the meso areas that we showed within our yo-yoer study, the 2018 study, where we actually start to see modification within the yo-yoers based off of changes of not body composition, but changes on physiology. And the changes in physiology coming about when we periodized it at 6 to 8 week periods, with our macro cycles being 12 and 24 months, not 16 or 12 weeks, where the mesocycles that we had within our study was at what the AI bots are telling us is the macro cycle for our training. So what does all of this mean? What we have to do is we have to look at periodization in an attempt to have continuous responses. That continuous response is based off a continuum of adaptations that is based on the type and level of stimulus coming from the exercise. And this is where, once again, the AI bots are not giving us the correct information. High intensity is better than low intensity. Low level resistance mimics endurance. That is where if I'm doing light weights at high reps, with minimal rest in between sets, I'm going to mimic the benefits I get from doing endurance training, what everybody likes to call cardio. And that's regardless of the level that cardio is being done at, the level at which endurance training is being done at. That means that low-level resistance exercise is as beneficial as high-level endurance exercise, particularly for individuals who are overweight, individuals who express overfatness, or for those with obesity issues. The adaptations are duration sensitive. And once again, this is where the AI bots are giving us incorrect information. We need 4 to 6 weeks before benefit starts to be seen across everybody. That means that the smallest macro cycle that I want is going to be twice that. I want my mesocycles to be set at 4 to 6 weeks. I want my macro cycles to be set at between 6 and 12 months, where I am doing multiple mesocycles within that macro cycle. These benefits start to wane, they start to become lessened. with prolonged exercise exposure, especially if I'm not doing any changes. And this is where we get lost with the linear progressions versus the block progression versus the undulating progression versus the progressive overload progression. If I'm not making changes within the goals for the train in the micro and the meso cycles, I will not see the goal for the macro cycle being met. I have to have continuous changes there. And the reason why I have to have continuous changes there is because of the said principle. We have to include the concept of self-selection in the patterns of exercise. Self-selection issues go back to individuals who express over fatness, individuals who are overweight, individuals who are obese. Experience exercise differently than individuals who are not over fat, not overweight, and not obese, both in terms of the psychological attraction for exercise as well as the physiological responses that we get from exercise. Self-selection issues come into play as we want people to select exercises they will do without feeling coerced into doing them. And once again, this is where we can remember that low-level resistance exercises is equivalent to endurance, particularly for those that are going to select away from endurance. This is where some of the AI models, some of the AI bots that are doing some of the programming will ask, do you want to do resistance? Do you want to do resistance and cardio? Do you want to do cardio? But once again, they're equating cardio as doing running, as doing elliptical, as doing things that are not weight-based, where they're not asking you to use any type of resistance exercise, where they're asking you not to do any type of bodyweight exercise, without understanding that we get the same level of response, if not a more beneficial response, for people who do not want to do endurance exercise from doing light, low-level resistance exercise with minimal rest in between sets. How we organize is key. If we do not organize correctly, we're going to reach our plateau within that first 4 to 6 weeks, and we're not going to see any more improvement, at which point in time we're going to stop doing what we need to do in order to make long-term benefits. If we're not measuring ourselves, if we're not testing what our aerobic fitness happens to be, if we're not testing what our strength capacity happens to be, if we're simply just doing exercise without testing and without tracking, we are not getting the benefits of a periodized routine. We are simply doing physical activity. What we showed in our 2018 study, where we tracked yo-yoers over a 2-year period of time following a periodized regimen, is we saw continuous progressive weight loss. We saw continuous progressive fat mass loss. We saw maintenance and gain of fat-free mass over the length of the 2 years that we were doing the study. We saw continuous improvement in cardiorespiratory functions, a reduction in resting heart rate, a reduction in resting respiration rates, an improvement in VO2, which is one of the things that is now a hot button topic that we see within most of the social media feeds as it relates to training and training intensities, in particular where we're at within the quote unquote cardio zones. We saw continuous and progressive improvements in strength. Now, if we look at this graph, we're going to say, wait, it's not quite continuous and progressive because we're seeing this kind of dropping down. Yes, the percentage of change dropped, but there was always gain within there. And that's because we did a 8, a 4, and a 12-week cycles within each of these regimens where we trained for specific things in those cycles. We trained to have improvements in endurance. We had trained to have improvements in strength. We trained to have improvements in local muscle endurance. We trained to have improvements in cardiorespiratory endurance. What we never trained to do in all of these scenarios and across all of the cycles is train for weight loss. That's because training for weight loss is going to act as a negative reinforcer. And if we train with a negative reinforcer in mind, we can lose any benefit we might get from training because we will stop training when we start seeing the scale rise because we're intending to have a weight loss episode taking place. So can AI provide a periodized regimen for training? Yes, it can provide it. Does it provide information that I can use to help train? Yes. Do we have a whole host of various applications, various programs that will use artificial intelligence to help with training? Yes. Does it provide the benefits that I need in order to have long-term preventative care, in order to make me stronger, in order to make me more fit? And the answer we have to address right now is, for the time being, no. And that's because it's focused on what the algorithm is feeding back. It's focused on, what do I see on the internet? What is the AI search engines pulling from the internet based off of what is there? It is not pulling from the scientific literature. And because it's not pulling from the scientific literature, it is not providing me with an effective periodized regimen to allow me to have long-term improvement in overall health. Well, thanks for listening. Hopefully, get a bit out of the conversation as it relates to, can AI actually produce a effective and efficient periodized exercise program for us to be healthy? Please make sure that you're giving us a big thumbs up, giving us that 5-star rating if you're liking what we're putting out there. Please make sure you're sharing with all your friends and family. Please make sure you subscribe to follow us here on the podcast as well as on YouTube, the quick takes on Instagram and on Threads, and the written stuff in Substack. Please stay tuned for future discussions as it relates to some of the misconceptions we have about how the human body works, as well as how we can go about living a healthy lifestyle.